about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As always, we appreciate you listening in. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms as we begin. The book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. Again, the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, starting at verse 1. And it tells us these words of wisdom. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high up on a rock, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Verses 1 through 14, the book of Psalms, Psalm 27. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the power and the grace that rests upon your word. Thank you for the blessing that is ours as we take time to open your word and spend time one-on-one with you. Lord, thank you for the grace, the strength, and the encouragement that's poured into our minds and our hearts as we take the time to read, to meditate, and to think on your word. Father, more and more, help us to be faithful, to make it a high priority in our day daily, to have that habit of reading your word daily. But Lord, help us to not only do it for ourselves, but help us to be faithful as parents, to teach and train our children to do the same, to read and spend time in your word daily. And help us also as believers to be faithful to teach and encourage other individuals to do the same thing, to establish that habit in their lives so that they too can receive the blessing, the grace, the strength that comes from simply sitting at your feet, reading and meditating on your word. Lord, what a gift your word is. What a blessing it is as we take time to just simply read and drink in the grace and the blessing and the power that's in your word. Thank you for the gift, the wonderful gift of your word, and the opportunity to read it each and every day. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As always, we appreciate you listening in. And as we start off, I want to remind you again, if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that habit. I continue to encourage believers to set the goal of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible each day. Again, there's so much blessing, grace, strength, and encouragement that flows into your life as you spend that time reading and meditating on God's Word. That's one of the ways whereby we basically sit at the feet of Jesus and draw in the strength that comes from spending time in His Word. And remember this, it's a privilege, it's a blessing, it's a responsibility, and it's a great opportunity to spend time one-on-one with our Heavenly Father. Remember this, God is always speaking. He's always speaking, but it's important that you learn how to tune in and really listen. And there are a number of ways whereby we do that. One of the greatest ways whereby we hear the voice of God is when you simply open God's Word and spend time reading and meditating on His Word. Remember, He's always speaking, but when you open your Bible and start reading, it's kind of like you've tuned in to God's voice. Think of it this way. It's like your mind is a radio station. And in order for you to tune into a particular radio station, you have to tune in to the right channel. Well, what God wants us to do is to tune in to WORD, the Word of God. And many times we need to tune out or tune away from WORLD, the world. So spending time in God's Word is so good, so wise, so productive. So make it a high priority to do that. And once again, parents, we've got to help teach and train our children to do the same. Again, parents, one of the greatest gifts you and I can give to our children is to teach and train them to open the Bible every day and to draw on the grace and the strength and the blessing that comes from reading and meditating on God's Word. Money could never buy the wonderful gift that gift would be as you teach and train your children to drink in God's precious and special Word. So I hope you'll take time to do that. Remember, helping our kids to get into the Word is so, so very important. And let me share something, too, I want to share with every parent listening and young person that may be listening as well. Of course, as we look forward to getting more involved in the summer, lots of our young people and children will have a little bit more free time. I want to invite parents and children to contact us. My email address is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And our phone number is 662-844-5036, extension 381. And we'd like to invite children and young people to come on the broadcast and share things, truths, and insights about their faith. Now, let me explain that. We had the privilege of having a young lady by the name of Mary Chapel on with us yesterday. She did a beautiful job of just sharing about her faith, sharing some favorite Bible stories with us, read scripture, and shared in prayer as well. And there are many other young people, some older, some younger, that may would like to share as well. And we want to invite you to get in touch with us and to come on the broadcast and share inspirational things. If you'd like to come and share some of your favorite Bible passages, if you'd like to come on and share words of prayer with us as well, or praying for young people, or praying for some of the issues and concerns in our world, we invite you to do that. Also, if you'd like to, for example, write a speech about your testimony or maybe your faith, or if you'd like to share a speech about the pro-life cause and why it's important for us to stand for life and against the tragedy of abortion. Again, all of these are things related to our faith, and I want to challenge every young person, every teenager, every middle schooler, every elementary age student, if you'd like to come on the broadcast and do that, we want to invite you to get in touch with us. We'd be glad and honored to have you to come. If you can come and be with us in studio, we'd like to have you to do that. If you can't do it that way and you need to do it in a recorded form or another fashion, let us know. We can work something out. But get in touch with us. Again, that email is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. Or, again, that phone number once again is area code 662-844-5036, extension 381. I'd like to share this, that years ago when I lived in the state of Tennessee, I had one of my daughters, my daughter who's now grown now, her name is Danielle. She participated in a pro-life speech contest 3 years in a row. And by the grace of the Lord, she won her county, first place in the county each year as she would put together a pro-life speech and she'd share it in a competition. Well, it was a great experience for her, but also it was great training for her to learn how to express her faith through in speech form. So once again, I want to challenge and encourage every young person listening again, if you'd like to be able to come either in person or in recorded form to come to share, again, it could be a speech about the pro-life cause or maybe a speech or where you're sharing your testimony of how you came to know the Lord or sharing about answered prayer or something that would bless and encourage others. I want to invite and encourage you, get in touch with us. We'd really like to have you to come and share beautifully about your faith. Again, once again, that email is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. And the phone number again, 662-844-5036, extension 381. Now, as we start off, I want to encourage you to keep this in mind. Parents, I've already mentioned, alluded to this. But if you're not helping your children to read God's Word every day, as you look forward to getting started with the summer, helping your kids start the summer, please take time to do that. The reason being is because, again, now more than ever, we live in a world that desperately needs to be helping our adults and our children to get into God's Word every day. The world has so much darkness in it. And remember, God's Word is pure light. It's pure light. And when you read the Word of God, it's pouring light, peace, power, joy, and guidance and vision into your mind and your heart. You need it. Your children need it. Your grandchildren need it. Everybody you know needs that same thing that only God's word can put there. So parents, helping your children to start that habit of reading 3 chapters a day will bless them tremendously. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking, oh, my child, that's too much. That's too much of a responsibility to place on them to read that much. Now, parents, keep in mind, if your child can read, reading the Word of God is one of the most beneficial things in the whole wide world you can do for them, number one. But number two, remember this, it's one of the most productive and fruitful things you can help your child do as well. There's so many things that children watch on TV every day that are full of darkness, that are detrimental to our kids. We shouldn't do that. On the other hand, helping your child get into the Word every day will bless them tremendously, bless their socks off. So helping them to do that is important. And you can read your average 3 chapters in the Bible in about 15 minutes or so. That's not a lot of time. But again, that may very well be one of the most fruitful things your child will do, or it might be the most fruitful thing your child will do on any given day. Now remember, again, 15 minutes is not a lot of time. And there are 4 segments of 15 minutes in every hour, and you have 24 hours in a day. Now don't tell me that's too hard, or that's too much to place on your child to read for 15 minutes. What will he or she do otherwise? In too many instances, they'll spend time watching things on TV that aren't necessarily good for them. Sometimes spending time, wasting time on the internet, looking at things that aren't that significant, listening to things sometimes they shouldn't be listening to either. So remember, of all the things they'll do, spending time reading the Word of God is so important. So parents, let me challenge you and encourage you, make it a high priority to call your children into the kitchen or into the living room and say, Johnny, Debbie, Greg, Bobby, Susie, read for Dad, read for Mom. And as you do that, again, as they're reading the Word of God, it's going to bless them. And parents, it's going to bless you too. Because a parent likes to hear the sound of his or her child's voice. Okay? So you get a double benefit. You get to hear the sound of your child reading the Word of God. And also you get to help and encourage your child to take in the most blessed gift your child can ever receive, the Word of God. God's word pours light, grace, peace, and power into your child's mind and heart and life. He or she needs that desperately. So let's be faithful to help our kids get into God's word, not just during the summer. You can start out as they get ready to start their summer off, start in the summer. But even when school starts rolling back around, do the same thing. Keep going. Because remember, nothing will bless your child more than God's precious word. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we as parents have of being able to teach and train our children to open your word and read it every single day. What blessing, what grace, what strength, what encouragement, what salvation. So much that will come into our children's lives as we just take that time to read your word. Help us, Father, to be wise parents that make that a high priority. And help us to know that even our children, even if they're just beginning to read your word, they too can benefit from learning and memorizing your precious word. Help us to guide our children in reading the word. Help us to help them and encourage them to start memorizing passages of the word of God. And help us to help them to grow in their knowledge of what that word means so that they can grow in their ability to apply the word of God to their lives and thus receive the benefit and the blessing of spending time in the word and walking in that word each and every day. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Help us as parents to be faithful to read the word for ourselves, to teach and train our children and our grandchildren. And Lord, help us to be faithful to encourage other individuals, friends, work associates, persons we know, family, to read your word every single day so that they can be blessed as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members. so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-PSALM-23. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
The only thing good when it's semi-sweet is chocolate. So why are you walking around semi-sweet and pretty close to bitter? The enemy likes to feed bitterness by aiding in our recall of times and situations where we've been hurt. The problem with constantly reliving these hurts is that with every recall, we, yes, we, injure our spirit all over again. Even in his correction of us, the Lord does not cast us off forever. Lamentations 3:32 says, "Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies." Until you can truly release your offender, you are bound by an offense which the enemy uses to cause bitterness to grow. Left unchecked, this bitterness spreads to every area of our lives. Forgive from the heart as you've been forgiven. It's the only escape from the trap of bitterness. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Miki Addison. Go deeper at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Can you imagine what the Pharisees thought after they learned of Saul's Damascus Road experience? Saul had been to the Sanhedrin and gotten permission to kill anybody that looked like they could have been Christian. And now he's had this life-changing experience on the Damascus Road that in an essence and an instant changed him from a killer to an apostle. We too are changed when we come in contact with the Lord. A true encounter, a true experience. You can imagine, and many a picture has depicted, the people's reaction to Paul after his conversion. He didn't act the same and he didn't talk the same. So I have a question for you. Can anyone tell that you've had an encounter with the Lord? It's not about how big your Bible is. It's not about if you can quote every scripture from the Bible and give its reference. It's all about your life change and how you live. Thank him today for your transformation. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
You're listening to The Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can.
Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find nobody.
I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody great, nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
The music of Vashawn Mitchell, the song Nobody Greater. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We always appreciate you listening in. Today we're looking specifically at the topic of tools that help you in praying more effectively for your marriage, for your children, and for families. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier about the opportunity to have children and youth to be able to come on the broadcast, very serious about that. You know, in the world of the church, too often we talk about reaching out to our kids and our youth, but there's such a need for us to make it a much higher priority in the church across the board to really minister to our kids. Again, we think of many of the ills in our world, many of the problems. Well, obviously, lots of these problems were caused by adults, but our children are affected by them. I think of the reality is that we think of, tragically, we live in a world where it's legal to destroy the life of a baby in the mother's womb right up until a moment before the baby's born. Well, clearly, according to the Word of God, that's a wicked thing. That's an evil thing. Yet, sadly, it's legal. But remember this, just because something is legal doesn't make it right. According to the Word of God, one of the Ten Commandments tells us, you shall not kill. Proper translation, you shall not take innocent life. So abortion is wrong. Even though politicians may say that it's okay or that it's acceptable, God's Word says it's wrong and that it's a wicked thing. And we as the church need to stand up for what we know to be the will of God in spite of what's said in the political world. Because remember, our bottom line is the Word of God. It's the will of God. So again, it's wrong to take the life of an unborn child. I'm reminded of a true instance where my wife and I, we pastor in the Mississippi Delta. She was doing a children's message. She wasn't even talking about the topic of abortion. She was talking to a group of small children and asking them what they were grateful for. A number of the children said things like, well, I'm grateful for my home, for my family, grateful for mom, and things like that. But two of the children, both of them younger than the age of 8, two of the children said, I'm thankful my mama didn't abort me. Well, you know, that should cause all of us to pause and think about the kind of world we have created for our children, where children realize that some babies are allowed to live and some babies are killed. Some babies are deliberately taken. Well, again, we as the church, we have our work cut out for us. We're to preach and teach the Word of God, to let people know that abortion is never the will of God. Now, God will forgive that sin when men and women have gone down that road, gone down the road of choosing abortion. God will forgive, but the Lord does not want his people or anyone to keep going down that road because it's destroying children that God has made, children who are precious in his eyes, children that have a purpose from God. And so it's important for the church to know the will of God along this line and to stand up for it. There's a great need for so much more preaching and teaching to be done to address this issue. Because it's tragic how many people who say they're believers are going to abortion clinics time and time again, sometimes not just once, sometimes not just twice, but several times. And there's great damage, great spiritual, emotional, and mental damage that happens in people's lives when they make the sad choice of choosing to take the life of their babies in the womb. So let's do our job as the church to stand up and do what we know to be right along that line. Now, keep in mind, as we look at the topic of tools that help us in discipling our families, keep in mind, these are tools I want to encourage you to get and to put to good use. Now, specifically, I want to share with you now a prayer tool for marriages, for husbands and wives. Now, keep in mind, one of the prayers is entitled A Husband's Prayer, A Husband's Daily Prayer for His Wife, and the other one is A Wife's Daily Prayer for Her Husband. I want to take a moment to pray the prayer, A Husband's Daily Prayer for His Wife, and keep in mind, again, if you'd like to get a copy of this, again, we'd be glad to email it to you. When you get it, put it to good use. I would encourage every husband listening to start taking it and praying it for his wife every day. And wives, again, if you'd like to get a copy that's basically the same kind of prayer that you can pray for your husband, we invite you to email us and get it. But also keep in mind, for persons that are husbands-to-be or wives-to-be, if you'd like to get a copy to begin to pray for your one-day wife or your one-day husband, that's a wise thing to do, because that can move you closer and closer to receiving the husband or the wife God has in mind for you. But keep in mind, this is a good tool. Remember this, prayer is a secret weapon in the kingdom of God that God doesn't want to be secret. God wants you to know that many things God will do in your life and through your life as you take the time to pray. And many things we don't have because we haven't prayed. As James chapter 4 tells us, you have not because you ask not. There are many things that God is ready to give you. He wants to give you, but he's waiting on you. Many times we say we're waiting on God, and in reality, God is waiting on us. Somehow or another, God has connected himself to prayer, and much of his will only happen as the people of God will pray individually and collectively. Hope you'll take time to do that. So let's take time to go through this now to pray the prayer. Again, this is a husband's daily prayer for his wife. I'm going to pray it. Like I say, if you'd like to email and get a copy, please do. And not only do I want you to get it, forward it on and share it with as many other individuals as you would share it with. Again, we'd be glad to do that. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife is to me, to our family, to the church, and to the kingdom of God. Lord, Lord, bless my wife today a lot in the name of Jesus. Expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain. Help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you want me to be in the name of Jesus. Fill her day today with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help her to walk in your love today. Help her to walk in your joy and your peace today. Help her to spend the time in your word and the time in prayer that you would have her to spend on this day in the name of Jesus. Help my wife today to put you first. Help her to make no graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and her mother. Help her to not kill. Help her to not steal. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to tell the truth and help her to not covet. In Jesus' name, empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life. Help her to live today as the living sacrifice you want her to be for you and for your will and your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. And thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife is to me and to you and to the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, keep in mind, that may have taken all of about maybe 2.5 minutes to pray. Not a long prayer at all. But every husband, I hope that you'll email us and get a copy so you can begin to pray this prayer for your wife every single day. It might very well be the most productive 2.5 minutes you spend in the course of your 24-hour day. And please don't email me and tell me you don't have time. You don't want to fool yourself or fool me either, okay? Basically, you and I have time for what we want to do. Hope you'll email and do that. And also, every wife listening, if you'd like to get a copy of the prayer, which is basically a reflection prayer that you can pray for your husband, please write, please email us. I'd like to send it to you. Again, that email is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. And again, like I say, when you get it, please start using it, but also forward it to all your friends, all your kinfolk, all your family, because remember this, when you encourage and inspire any other believer to spend more time praying about any part of their life, you've blessed them tremendously. Remember, when we pray, many important things happen. When we pray, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work. So whatever you pray about, through your prayer, you release the Holy Spirit to work more on that thing, in that matter, in that situation. Or when you pray for a person, you release the Holy Spirit to work more in that person's life. What a gift. What a gift you and I can give to another person. and it doesn't cost you a dime. It may only cost you just a little time and effort. But remember, it's very, very productive. God's word says about your prayer life that your prayers as a believer are powerful and effective. So don't ever underestimate the power of God working through you in your prayer life. I want to remind you, too, in just a moment, we're going to pray a prayer entitled Praying for Children. And this is a prayer that comes from the prayer book entitled PrayingInVictory.com. And I want to remind you, well, Praying in Victory. And you can get it if you like to download this prayer book. I want to encourage you to do it. It's a prayer book that has 9 prayers in it. And each prayer is a very fruitful area for us to be praying about. One of them is a prayer praying for our children. Every parent listening, every grandparent, I want to encourage you to download the book and begin to pray through. Make it your goal to pray through all of these prayers on a daily basis. It'll take you a few minutes to do that, but remember this. When you pray, you're accomplishing some of the most fruitful things in the world when you pray according to the word and the will of God. So I would encourage you to do that. In this prayer book, it has a prayer praying for the government, praying for nations, praying for Jerusalem or for Israel, praying for missionaries, praying for pastors' wives, pastors' families, praying for the church, praying for relationships, and praying for children. We're going to take a moment to pray for the prayer, praying for children. And again, every parent, I want to encourage you again, as I said, to download the book. Again, you can find it at prayinginvictory.com. Again, prayinginvictory.com. It's a wonderful prayer tool that will help you pray very effectively and according to the Word of God for your children and your grandchildren. And again, it's one of the most fruitful things and one of the most productive blessings and fruitful ways you can bless your children every single day by praying this prayer over them each day. Let's take time to pray it now. I thank you, Father, that your word prevails over these, our children. I thank you that they are taught of the Lord and continue to be the fruit of godly instruction and correction. Father, great is their peace and undisturbed composure. Father, more and more, give us counsel and wisdom in bringing up these, your children. I say they are obedient, not conforming to the things of the flesh, but holy in all conduct, desiring the pure milk of the word that they may grow thereby. I pray that they are swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Their conduct is without covetousness, and they are content with what they have. They do not forget to do what is right and to share. I pray that they grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and abound more and more in how they should walk and please you. I pray that they submit to their elders and to one another, being clothed with humility. More and more, I pray that they cast the cares upon you, Father, for you care for them. I thank you that they are doers of the word and not hearers only, effectively sharing their faith, and they not having a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, you've saved them and called them with a holy calling, not according to works, but according to your own purpose. Deliver them from every evil work and preserve them. They will by no means follow strangers, not knowing their voices. They abide with others who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, and cursing comes not out of their mouth. Because Jesus keeps them safe, the wicked one does not touch them. Give your angels special charge to accompany, defend, preserve, and provide safety for them day and night. Because they keep your word, your love is being perfected in them. They do not love the world or the things in the world, and they do not imitate what is evil but what is good. They walk in the light as you're in the light, cleansing their hands and purifying their hearts. They follow after righteousness, faith, love, and peace. They have a good conscience and desire to live honorably, having favor and high esteem with God and man. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, it didn't take long at all to pray that prayer, but I would encourage you, again, every parent, every grandparent, go online and find it at prayinginvictory.com. And again, one of the prayers listed is praying for children. This is a scripturally based prayer, and I would encourage you to place it where you'll see it every day and pray this prayer every day for your children. It may take all of about maybe 2 minutes to pray. But remember, this is one of the greatest gifts you can give your children every single day, taking the time to pray for them and to pray for God to bless and work in their lives. I hope you'll take time to do that. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk as we talk about tools that help you and your family to effectively minister to each other. We'll be right back after this break.
Coming next week on The Dwelling Place, Pastor Al Pittman continues to walk us through the Bible line by line and verse by verse to let God show us just how timeless His truth is. That's next week on The Dwelling Place.
The Dwelling Place with Al Pittman, weekdays at 2:30 and 10:30 p.m. Central on Urban Family Talk.
My name's Marquise and I'm 10. My mom used to have ecstasy parties at our house, but now my mom's different. She went to Teen Challenge, a drug addict, and came home a drug-free mom.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
Dr. Tony Evans says Satan is not only busy attacking individual lives, he's working out his agenda on a much bigger scale. He explains as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Satan is behind the princes of nations, provoking them, empowering them to destroy whole nations and groups of people. When you understand he wants you as an individual, then he wants your family, then he wants the church that's supposed to be the light to the world, and then he wants the society to run it down, you understand that we're in a spiritual battle. And it's more than who you elect and which congressman is representing you in the state or in the national legislative body of Congress or in the state legislature, which senator. It has to do with the spiritual issue of Satan and God. And until you can trace back your personal POW status, your family POW status, your church's POW status, or your society's POW status back to the spiritual conflict, Satan got you because he's got you wrestling against flesh and blood and not against principalities, powers, world forces that are located where? Heavenly places. Many of you here today are still reeling from the spiritual warfare you grew up under as a child. Many of you are here are reeling today because you've been made a prisoner of war of self-esteem. Because your parents were being used of the evil one to beat you down and to let you know you were nothing, are nothing, never going to be anything. You became trapped in that prisoner of war status, and now you think like a prisoner of war because you've been living in that cell so long.
If you need help breaking free from whatever Satan has used to keep you tied down, visit us at TonyEvans.org for details about Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. And pray about passing these important concepts on to the people in your church or study group. We have prepackaged Bible studies, study guides, everything you need. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
music of Planet Shakers, the song, the anthem. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. As always, we appreciate you listening. Today, we're looking at the topic of tools that help you in praying effectively for your marriage, for your children, and for your family. And so, once again, if you'd like to email us and get a hold of some of these that we've mentioned, I'll be glad to send them to you. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And again, if the prayer book I'd mentioned on the other side of the break is entitled Praying in Victory, and you find it online at prayinginvictory.com, please go to that website and download that prayer book and begin to pray the prayers through each day. It doesn't take but just a few minutes to do it, but it's a very fruitful thing to do. Remember, when you really take time to pray scripturally-based prayers, the Holy Spirit gets lots and lots of mileage out of your life as you take time to pray. Remember, of all the things we do in the kingdom of God, prayer is one of the most powerful and one of the most effective exercises you and I can carry out on a daily basis. I hope that you make it a priority in your life. As we continue to share along the topic of tools that help you in praying effectively for your family, let me start out by sharing a very touching story. It's the story I've told of how that a few years ago, a group of salesmen were at a regional sales convention in the city of Chicago. They'd assured their wives that they'd be home in plenty of time for Friday night's dinner. In their rush, with tickets and briefcases in hand, one of the salesmen accidentally kicked over a table which held a display of apples and fruit in the airport. As they heard through the airport, he didn't mean to do it, but it was accidentally done. Apples flew everywhere. Without stopping or looking back, they all managed to reach the plane in time for their nearly missed boarding. All of the salesmen, but one. This one particular salesman in the group, he wasn't the one that actually knocked over the table, but he saw that one of his buddies did, and he paused. He took a deep breath and experienced a twinge of compassion for the girl whose apple stand had been turned over. He told his buddies to go on without him, waved goodbye, and told one of them to call his wife when they arrived at their home destination and explain that he'd be taking a later flight. Then he returned to the terminal where the apples were turned over and the apples had rolled on the terminal floor, and he was so glad that he did go back. The 16-year-old girl who was tending the apple table was completely blind. She was softly crying, tears running down her cheeks in frustration, and at the same time, helplessly groping on the floor, trying to gather the spilled apples as people swirled around. No one was stopping to help her or to be concerned about her plight. The salesman knelt on the floor with her, helped to gather up the apples and put them back on the table, and helped organize her display. And as he did this, he noticed that many of the apples had become battered and bruised. These he set aside in another basket. When he'd finished, he pulled out his wallet and said to the girl, "Here, please take this $40 for the damage we did. Are you okay?" She nodded through her tears. He continued on and said, "I hope we didn't spoil your day too badly." As the salesman started to walk away, the bewildered blind girl called out to him, "Mister?" He paused and looked back into her eyes, and she continued, "Are you Jesus?" He stopped in mid-stride, and he wondered. Then he slowly made his way to catch the later flight with that question burning and bouncing in his heart. Are you Jesus? And an important question for us as believers to ask is, do people mistake us for Jesus? Do we live in such a way that our actions and our attitude and the way we interact and reach out to people, do we paint a picture of Jesus through the words that we speak, through the life that we live, through the giving that we do, through our actions on a day-by-day basis? May that always be a goal for us, to live in such a way that people see Jesus in the way we live every day. Lord, thank you for the opportunity you give us as individual believers, as men and women, as husbands, as wives, as dads, as moms, as children in the world. Thank you for the opportunity for us to live in such a way that you're living so large in our hearts and our lives that people look at us and they see Jesus inside of us. Help us to live daily, Lord, so that people will see Jesus in our words, in our actions, in our attitude, in the things we do, the way we carry ourselves, the way we live day by day. Help us to paint a picture of Jesus every single day through the lifestyle that we live. We thank you, and we do praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We're looking today at the topic of tools that help you to pray effectively for your marriage, for your children, and for your family. Once again, if you'd like to email us and get a copy of some of the prayers we've shared, please do that. Again, that email is jparker@afa.net. I have a particular item, we call it Daily Prayer Tools, and it carries 6 biblically based prayers, all of which are prayers that come straight from the Word of God, or they're based on the Word of God. Let's take a moment to go through a few of them. I would mention the Lord's Prayer is a prayer that many, if not most, believers know it, but it's good for you to pray it every single day. Now, it takes all of about maybe 60 seconds to pray the Lord's Prayer, but I want to encourage you, many believers don't pray it every day. Well, remember, if Jesus taught us to pray it, it's a very wise and a productive prayer to pray. Let's take a moment to pray it even now. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Again, a short prayer that the Lord Jesus taught us to pray takes all of probably not even 60 seconds to pray. But I want to encourage you, start praying it every day. And parents, let's teach and train and guide our children to pray it every day. Because remember, if Jesus taught it, it's very fruitful to pray it every single day. Then found in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10 is a prayer that we refer to as the prayer of Jabez. It's a short prayer. 4 requests are found within the prayer. It's a wise prayer, and according to the scripture, God answered it after Jabez prayed this prayer. I would encourage you to make it your goal. Again, parents, teach and train your children, and you pray it as well every single day. Every day you pray it, God is going to answer it. Let's take a moment to pray it as well. Lord, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Place your hand anew upon me and keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, the prayer is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, a short prayer, but it's a kingdom prayer. It's a prayer that I would encourage every listener to pray it every day, and parents, teach your children to pray it every day. Every day you pray it, God will answer it, and you will become a more fruitful vessel and servant in the hands of the Lord. Because remember, when you pray, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work. And every day you pray that prayer, God will answer it. And then the final one on the sheet. Now, keep in mind, please email us. I'd be glad to send it to you. And I would encourage you to take time to pray all of them. It may take all of them maybe about 5 or 6 minutes for you to pray each one of them. It doesn't take long, but they're very fruitful kingdom prayers, each of them, to pray. Let's take a moment now to pray the 10 commandments. Lord, thank you for this day. Help us this day, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not steal. Help us to not kill. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, again, these are tools that help us to pray more effectively and pray more fruitfully in our lives. Again, I hope that you'll take time to email us and get a copy of the prayer. This particular sheet is entitled Daily Prayer Tools. Hope you'll email us again at jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send it to you. Finally, I want to share with you something that's a tool that I would encourage you both to get, to use, and to pray over as well. We simply call it the Dear Parent Letter. It's a letter that explains this, that when a woman is pregnant, it's against the law to coerce her to get an abortion. Now, again, that may seem like something that's not that significant to us, but keep this in mind. Lots of women, sometimes minor girls, sometimes adult women, are coerced or encouraged or sort of forced by someone else to get abortions. Often, too often, tragically, you have a teenager, maybe say a 14, 15, 16-year-old girl that gets pregnant. Many times, sadly, you have a dad or a mom or both that will decide that they think that she should get an abortion. Well, if the girl desires to keep her baby, it's against the law for anyone, including her parents, to coerce her to get an abortion. Lots of people don't know that. And because many people don't know that, often, sadly, sometimes parents will encourage or more or less force her to get an abortion. Tragically, you have maybe a girlfriend or even a wife that sometimes may want to keep her baby, but a boyfriend or a husband will coerce her to get an abortion. That's against the law. but lots of people don't know the law. And so this letter entitled The Dear Parent Letter is a great tool for you to download and try to share it with others. Now, let me say, if you'd like to, for us to send you a copy, again, the email address is jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to do that. Or also, you can go online and go to the Justice Foundation. That is www.thejusticefoundation.org, and you can download the letter from there as well. But I would encourage every listener, get the letter. Get the letter. Take it. Take a copy to be posted at your church. Take it to your local school and share it with local high school counselors as well. Take it to the local police department as well, because, again, lots of individuals, often including law enforcement, don't know the law on this issue. And this is the law in all 50 states. But if you'll do that, you're going to help save babies. You know why? Because sadly, too many babies have been aborted, and it could have been stopped if someone had known the law. But many times, parents don't know the law, the teenagers don't know the law, the women don't know the law, and many times, the boyfriend or the husbands don't know the law. And in many cases, even the policeman may not know the law on this particular issue. So I would encourage you to download the letter and share it in different places. Also, forward it to people you may know by way of email. Again, if you'll do that significantly, you're going to save babies, and what a wonderful thing to get involved with doing. Lord, thank you for the opportunity that you give us to be able to get involved in the work of standing for life and against the tragedy of abortion. Thank you for the privilege you give us every day of being able to share the gospel as believers. And of course, thank you, Lord, for the fact that because you saved us, we have a testimony that we can give away every single day and help people who don't know you as Lord and Savior be drawn into the kingdom of God. Lord, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Empower us this day to be faithful witnesses, persons who are sharing our faith every single day, who will sometimes give out gospel tracts or share our testimony so that others can hear how we came to know the Lord, or share how that you've answered prayer. But help us daily to be involved in the work, the wonderful work of testifying of about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us also, Lord, to be faithful persons who are standing for life and against the tragedy of abortion. Help us to know, Lord, that as we take time to take a stand and to do things like get involved with distributing a letter like the Dear Parent Letter, you'll use us not only to save babies, but to help to end the tragedy of abortion in our land. Help us to know, Lord, that we're called to take this seriously. And Lord, I pray that you move upon every listener, both to try to email us and try to get the letter, or else to go online and get it. But help all of us to know that there's so many things you can use us that we can do on a daily basis to witness for Jesus Christ, to stand for life, and be effective tools you can use every single day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today we've been looking at the topic of tools that help you pray effectively for your marriage, for your children, and your family. Again, that email, if you'd like to email us, is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net if you'd like to send us any of these items. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.